On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day. Thanks to Celebrations Barragup and Meadow Springs. Spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
Nice. Today is Tuesday the 8th of September and having a birthday, David Steele, the guitarist, with this band. The Fine Young Cannibals. He turns 60 today. James Packer, the Australian businessman and son of the late billionaire Kerry Packer, is 53. Was he engaged to like Mariah Carey for a minute there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that was never going to end well.
Yep. Ellen Fanning, the Aussie journo, is 52. Martin Freeman, the English actor, he was on The Office and then starred as Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit. He turns 49 today. Lachlan Murdoch, British-Australian businessman, is 49, son of Rupert Murdoch. Pink, or Alicia Moore, she turns 41 today. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 39. Now, he was on Home Improvement, but really, the biggest thing he ever did was voice Simba in The Lion King, the young Simba. Do you remember who voiced adult Simba?
James L. Jones?
That was Mufasa, the dad.
Give me the initials.
MB.
Marlon Brando.
Matthew Broderick.
I was close.
You're way off. And Chris Judd, the footy player, is 37.
This made its debut on US TV on this day in 1966.
Space, the final frontier.
Yep, boldly going where no one had been before, or something like that. It's Star Trek. Only 79 episodes of the original series was made.
Something else that began on this day, but in 1986, was the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Elton John's costumes and memorabilia fetched $6.2 million at a Sotheby's auction in London on this day in 1988.
And in 2006, Australian racing car driver Peter Brock, known as Peter Perfect and the King of the Mountain, he died at age 61 at the wheel of a V8 sports car when it crashed into a tree on Targa West, which is a rally run near Perth here in WA.
Yeah, I remember that very well. Very sad day. Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Tuesday, the 8th of September.